producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, how good an idea is that? I would say it's a very good idea. All you have to do is punch those little digits on your phone. I suppose punch those digits with your digit. Do you use your index finger or your thumb to text, to type?
I tend to use my elbow.
You do not. Unless you have a much bigger keyboard than I do. Now, there seems to be some kind of generational issue. Because the younger you are, I think the more likely you are to use your thumb. So do you use your thumb or your
index fingers? I use my thumb to text, yeah.
You don't use your index fingers?
If I need to text really fast, I turn my phone sideways and then the whole keyboard comes out. And
yeah, that's true. That's true.
I type away.
And then you type like you type with all of your fingers.
Like a madman.
You must have an Android.
No, I got the iPhone.
You have the 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's
a little bigger.
Yeah, it is a little bigger. Yeah, and I think that's what, you know, it's really interesting. In the old days, it used to be the smaller was better, and now we're going back to bigger. It's called a regression toward the norm in biology. You needed to know that, didn't you? At any rate, all right, so according to Trevor, who is our expert of all things computer-ish, dress like a dork day. What does that mean? Wearing a white shirt, a short sleeve white neck shirt with a pocket protector and buttoned up to the neck. Is that true?
I suppose everybody has to define dorkiness for themselves.
Well, you have to define dorkiness. It's your dork day.
I didn't make it up.
Yeah,
I just found it on the internet.
Let's see what it's. All right, evaluate your life day. I suppose, especially your. They have a list of famous dorks on television and movies. Do we care about that kind of thing?
Yes.
Well, there was apparently a wear something gaudy day.
Interesting.
So there we go. Dress like a dork day is someone who's out of touch, a social misfit, or someone who tends to look odd or behave ridiculously around others. I don't know. They said all you need is slick back your hair, get out the plaid polyester pants, hideous shirt, suspenders, white knee socks or mismatched Argyle socks, and your favorite Dickie. And rim glasses with a bit of masking tape. Tuck in the shirt, wrap the fanny pack around your fanny, and you're good to go.
That's a bit cliched, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, more than that even. I think gaudy is better. Although they're saying that gaudy has to do with your inner dork. I don't know. I think it sort of depends on what's in your closet. I don't know. This one doesn't appeal to me greatly. I think it should be just clean out your closet day, which should be good. National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. Did you know they found that your keyboard is dirtier than the soap in the bath, than the bar of soap in a public restroom?
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Think of how many people eat at their desk, too. I mean, it's not a good idea. Yeah. And Multicultural Diversity Day, which presumably doesn't have to do with things that grow in a petri dish. See, you can tell. I'm a scientist. Multicultural means petri dishes. I've told you my story in medical school. This is a true story. That one of the media that they use to culture bacteria is called chocolate agar. And the reason it's called chocolate agar is because they use sheep's blood. And so it turns chocolate. I mean, so the agar itself, the petri dish, looks like chocolate. And I'm in medical school. I didn't have any pre-med training. And so someone said, chocolate agar. And I swear to you, my tongue was like a millimeter away before someone said, no, don't do that. God knows what I could have grown. All right, this day in history. We shouldn't give me stuff like this. This day in history, 1386, the Universitat Heidelberg held its first lecture, making it the oldest German university. 1386. Harvard's what? Another 300 years after that. So Heidelberg, there you go. 1469, Ferdinand II of Aragon marries Isabella I of Castile, a marriage that paves the way for the unification of the Aragon and Castile into a single country, which would be called?
España.
Well done. Okay. Ferdinand and Isabella, what did they do in 1492? We just celebrated that last week, right? Sent Christopher off to the New World. Well, he thought it was to India, but Chris has the same sense of direction as my mom. In 1512, Martin Luther became a doctor of theology, doctor in Biblia. Maybe, I don't know, a PhD? It would be a PhB. Sorry. 1789, Chief Justice John Jay is sworn in as the first Chief Justice of the United States. We have John Jay University around here. 1900, Max Planck, in his house in Grünwald on the outskirts of Berlin, discovers the law of black body radiation, the so-called Planck's law. Did you ever study physics?
No.
But you studied German.
Yes.
So you were talking about Martin Luther. We're talking about the University of Heidelberg. We're talking about Max Planck. So a huge amount. This is all for you today.
Yeah.
In 1493, streptomycin, the first antibiotic remedy for tuberculosis, was isolated by researchers at Rutgers, which is around here in New Jersey. I didn't know that. In 1973, Richard Nixon rejects an appeals court decision that he turned over the Watergate tapes. Tricky dicky, not for long. In 1974, Niue becomes a self-governing colony of New Zealand. On 1987, Black Monday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average falls by 22%, 508 points. I remember that. October's not a good month for the stock market. The original crash of the stock market was in October. I think it was either the 23rd or 24th. 2003, Mother Teresa is beatified by Pope John Paul II. 2014, the Oort cloud comet sighting spring makes a close fly by the planet Mars, passing with 140,000 kilometers of it. Have you noticed we're paying more and more attention to space? I mean, the idea that my favorite story from last week is that, or I guess the week before, was that NASA supposedly is practicing sending something into space to smack into an asteroid in case an asteroid comes for the Earth. We're trying to figure out how much what kind of payload you need to smack an asteroid. It would seem to me it would depend on the size of the asteroid, among other things. But that's kind of there have been movies about that, right? The Day the Earth Stood Still. I think that was about the asteroid. And the good news of the day, which is kind of appealing, as opposed to our Minneapolis couple who sent off a bill for their friends who didn't show up at the dinner for the wedding. This is a couple cancels the wedding at the last minute and invites Sacramento's homeless to enjoy $35,000 worth of reception. They probably figure it was cheaper than the divorce. Yeah, and you couldn't get your money back. I mean, that's kind of a cool idea, don't you think?
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want the food to go to waste. I wonder who got custody of the bride and the groom on the top of the wedding cake. See how they did it. They said the bride's mother said Sunday rather than cancel the reception, they invited the homeless for a once-in-a-lifetime meal Saturday at the Citizen Hotel, one of the city's finest venues. Her 27-year-old daughter called Monday to tell her she and her fiancé decided not to go through with the wedding. They decided to share the non-refundable with the less fortunate. They'd already paid for reception and would have hosted 120 guests. About 90 homeless single people, grandparents, and whole families with newborns showed up and enjoyed a meal that included appetizers, salad, gnocchi, salmon, and even tri-trip. What's tri-trip?
I don't know.
I don't know either. There you go. I think that's pretty nice. They also, another non-refundable honeymoon, the mother and daughter set off for Belize. Well, I suppose that's making lemonade out of wedding cake. 855-993-7569. I'm going to find out what tri-trip is. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Oh, all right.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com.
Again, I'm sorry, I said it again?
That's VanishingCash.com.
The human body is more than 60% water.
Yeah.
Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Patriot e-Liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hiding, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-218. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, here we go.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so I checked out a tri-trip. It turns out that if you're from Santa Maria, California, then you know what a tri-trip is. It's a triangular muscle cut from the bottom sirloin of a steer. And apparently Santa Maria sort of invented the cut or something, all right? There we go. So it's tri-trip roast, common name tri-trip roast, easily recognized by its triangular shape, lean, tender, and boneless. Offers rich beef flavor at a great price. So there you go. See? So you have to order it. And it came for, nobody knows why it came from Santa Maria. They said it's east of the Rockies. It's like the Sasquatch of meat. You can only get it in California. But this was a California wedding. So now you guys know. You now know. And apparently there's a couple places in New York that are called the Tri-Tip Grill. With this secret rub, charred medium rare, sliced into some of the tastiest sandwiches and salads of the steak world. Good thing if you eat meat, I suppose. You eat meat, don't you?
Oh, yes.
So you're so I've got you salivating. You're now going to go see if you can find some tri-trip.
That sounds great, to be honest.
Well, apparently it's less expensive than other cuts of meat, and is, you heard, lean, tender, and delish, if you like that sort of thing, which apparently you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we thought in honor of the bride who called off the wedding and decided, her mother decided to invite homeless people into the hotel, which the hotel must have been beyond thrilled. What's your most important do-over? Do you have a do-over that if you could change one thing in your life to do it over, you would do it?
I don't know. It's hard. I mean,
you're whining. Why are we whining?
I don't know.
I don't know. No do-overs?
I don't think. I guess ultimately no, because I like the path I am on, and to do something over would put me on a different path at a different time, and life is serendipitous and butterfly effect and blah 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 blah.
I hear what you're saying, but I mean that's still sort of not exact. I mean,
kind of a weasley answer.
The only I was a little weasley, but that's right. You're allowed to do things like that. Because I'm going to always ask you those questions. You're allowed to duck them every once in a while. And if you come up with something, you'll tell me anyway. The only thing, I think one kind of major mistake that if I could do it all over again, and it was just, I can think of two, actually, now that I start talking about. One is I gave a briefing at the Pentagon once, believe it or not, and I was like all of like 23 years old. And I was describing a visual fixation tendency that you can use as a lie detector. And it's very effective, and it's non-invasive, and it's basically inviolate. Because you can trick lie detectors pretty easily, and this one you really can't. And I gave a 2.5-hour briefing at the Pentagon. Now, this Pentagon in the United States, and it was DARPA, you know, the development and research part of it. And I was female and young, and I really did a great job. And then, you know, and I was very nervous. And at the end of it, we were all sitting around afterward, this, like, 18-star general or something. And the head of the it was actually my presentation, but the guy who was my boss was there as well. And we're sitting around talking, and I was talking about pupillary response, and I confused dilation and constriction. And I just blew the entire 2.5 hours and all that research because I sounded like a doofus. I transposed them.
Aww.
So if I had to do that over again, I just would have kept my mouth shut. And in fact, both the instances I can think about, if I just kept my mouth shut, I would have been okay. But as those of you who listen with any regularity to the program know, that there is not a huge sensor between brain and lip. And the other was, I had a TV show, and I was in a big deal. I was in L.A., and I was in a big deal producer's office. And I think I needed to make a phone call or something, check in or something. So I was sitting in his chair when he came in, which did not appeal to him a great deal. And it wasn't really my fault. Someone told me to do it. But I was nervous enough that we talked about some other thing. He said, well, we're going to make you this person. And I said, oh, great, the Queen of Sleaze. And I think he was having, an affair with her at the time. So that was probably not the best career move I've ever made. As I said, most of the things that I, those are the only two that I can, that really stand out. But I think if I had to categorize the things that I wish that I had to do over, and as you point out, I mean, you know, the universe sort of, things turn out the way they're supposed to, but every once in a while you sort of feel like you didn't really need to make things quite as difficult as you made them. And just, it's smart aleck comments. So I actually have, when I write, I actually have a sign over my computer with the word cute in a circle and a slash through it.
Don't,
because that's where I got myself in trouble. Yeah, being cutesy. There you go. All righty, 855-993-7569. Let's see what our repentant Facebookers wish that they would do over.
All right. Tony says, my decision 15 years ago, not important what that decision was.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah. Au contraire.
15 years ago. Come on, Tony. Do not tease us. All right, let's speculate on what it could be. Either to get married or not to get married. To drop out of school or not drop out of school. To do drugs, not to do drugs. I would get it either had to do with women or drugs or school. Which would you guess?
Probably relationship stuff, probably.
Yeah, well, that would be
the marriage
women.
One.
Yeah. I would guess that as well.
Yeah.
Or maybe an affair.
Yeah, maybe.
We don't have... See, we do, Tony, don't...
We have
do not
literally
leave
no information.
Yeah, but we have a great time frame. Speculating, yeah. Well, we don't have... We know 15 years ago.
15 years ago, yeah.
So, if he's... You know, if he's 25, was 10 years old, then he probably, you know, stole his sister's ball or something.
And does it help
if he's 50...
It helps us that the Tony is T-O-N-I. Does that lean towards
it's a woman. So, it's either a guy... Probably a guy.
I mean, I could cheat and, like, look at this individual's picture if it comes down to it. I guess that's vaguely unethical.
All right. Well, we don't know her last name, but we do know that it's probably... Or maybe, you know, maybe that was the terrible mistake she made 15 years ago, is that her name should actually be with a Y and she changed it to an I. Could
maybe.
Be that.
Maybe.
All right. See what happens, folks. Do not make us speculate.
Don't
give
leave us up to our own
do
imaginations.
Not. Yes,
that's
please
the most
do not.
Destructive
please
thing
do not.
That could
yeah, very destructive.
Happen.
Yeah. All right. Keep going.
Do you regret not plotting to overthrow? Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
We
right.
Just go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We could. Yeah. Not running for president.
Right. Exactly.
Major mistake. Yeah.
Exactly. Marcia says, "Change who I had stand up for me in my wedding."
Whoa. Yeah, yeah. Do you know, it's amazing how many people, I mean, you think at the most important moment to your life to that point, right, standing up for you at your wedding, and it's amazing how many of those relationships fall apart, and it quite often falls apart because of something that's done after the wedding, not usually the wedding itself. People lose touch, I guess. I guess part of it depends on how young you are and how, you know, if you're just out of school, it's quite often people you went to school with and then you lose touch with them. All right, 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind? Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. We've got about 20-some minutes left in this hour, so if you have something on your mind, give me a holler now. Alrighty, we were talking about do-overs. If you had something to do over again, what would you do? And people are being a little obscure, but I suppose that if you want to be obscure, you can be. It just allows a huge amount of room for us to speculate, which, of course, means absolutely nothing at all. Right? So, yeah, great. Go ahead, guess. All right, let's see what else we got, people. Do-overs.
All right, Alan said, I don't think I would have broken up with my high school girlfriend. She and I had a lot in common with music, and I have yet to find a great match like that.
You know, I think, speaking of that response, I think that's why we did the do-over of people going back to their, I think the story was that somebody went back to their reunion, their 50-year reunion, and reunited with their college sweetheart, and that was their do-over. So, yeah, do-overs, probably a lot of relationships. I mean, I tend to agree with Trevor on one point. You could sort of say, well, if I hadn't married the person that I eventually divorced, would I do that over again? I don't think I would do that over. I mean, I don't think I would change that. I mean, there, as Trevor points out, you become the person you become because of the mistakes you've made and the way that you've dealt with them. And so mine, as I said, are more kind of, if I had said that, I probably would have made my life a little easier. But who knows? Maybe it's part of my charm that seems to have eluded most people. All right, keep going.
Okay, Dawn says, an incident that happened to me in 1968, I'd do that over in a heartbeat.
Come on, folks, okay. You can't do that. How can you sort of tease me like
this
that?
This reminds me of Meatloaf. I will do anything for love, but I won't do that. Thanks, Meatloaf.
Tell us
leave
what?
Us hanging. I'm alive.
Yeah, yeah. Or the light of the dashboard. There we go. Love by the...
See paradise by the dashboard
yeah.
light.
Yeah, exactly. If I told you you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? Yeah, okay, we're not doing
Wait, that's
anymore.
Not Meatloaf.
It's not. It's just a great lyric.
That's true.
All right, keep going.
All right, here's the last one. Now, this is, comes from Irene, who says, lack of self-esteem in my 20s. I think I would have made much different decisions. On the other hand, my decisions led me to the life I have now, and I'm truly happy. Maybe that awful phase was for the best.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and that's kind of the Trevor school of life. That I'm not sure that anybody really is very confident about themselves in their 20s. How could you be? You've just barely emerged from adolescence. You're starting, I mean, you just barely emerged from either school or your parents. And you're going to have to sort stuff out for yourself. And there tends to be that blaming phase that, all right, all the things that I'm not, I'm going to blame my parents for. And then at some point you figure, okay, well, this is my life to either make a success or a failure. And then you've got to kind of wander through that. So I think the idea of self-esteem, the people who have a great deal of confidence in their 20s, I'm trying to think if I ever knew anybody. I mean, there are people who are better at faking it. And quite often the people who are very confident in their 20s are confident because they were really big deals in either high school or college, that they were either homecoming queens or they were football captains. But there really are not a whole lot of, and even people who are very bright quite often don't come into their own. There's that the dork phenomenon, the nerd phenomenon, till later on in their life. So I don't know that self-esteem, I mean, you know, everybody sort of wants their kids to have it. But I think it's something, again, it's not parent esteem. It's not school esteem. It's not bank esteem. It's self, which means you got to figure out who you are and what you want. And then it's an active way of valuing, presumably based on behavior. So how would you be able to do that until you've had a little bit of experience under your belt and figure out who you are as opposed to who other people want you to be or who you thought you wanted to be? Whatever. So I don't know. I think that it's one of those misleading terms, I think. It is exactly what it says it is, but I don't think anybody really pays much attention to what it really says. So there you go. All right, so that's so most of our folks are relatively content, or even if they made mistakes, they don't want to do them over again, all right? Is that true?
Yes.
All right, I'd buy that. So that's where you started.
Yes.
Alrighty, so we were just looking at one of the stories that is really a cool story today, which is they found a drug that's approved to treat leukemia. And this is true. I mean, one of the reasons I like this story, I like it for two reasons, is that it points out that an awful lot of science is accidental. I've told this story, it's one of my favorite stories of how Viagra was discovered. Viagra is originally supposed to be an alternative to nitroglycerin for angina, for heart pain. And what they found is it's more expensive and doesn't work as well as nitroglycerin, but all the guys came back and said, hey, look, guess what's happening? I'm getting serious erections. And that's how Viagra was invented. It's a vasodilator. And it was invented, presumably, for one reason and was used for another. Post-its are another example. Post-its were actually supposed to be a different kind of glue. And it didn't work as well. But the guy who invented it had a whole bunch of stuff left over, and he kept putting it on. I think it was supposed to be for stamps, something like that. I think it was supposed to be a new glue for stamps. And it didn't work as well because I think it deteriorates over time or something. And I can't remember exactly why it didn't work. But so he had huge pieces of, you know, he had huge stacks, pads of the stuff that didn't work. So he started putting them all over his computer, and that's how Post-its were invented. So this is a really cool drug that has been used for leukemia. So they found a guy who had he had Parkinson's and dementia and leukemia. So they gave him this drug for the leukemia, because at this moment there's really, you can give people L-DOPA for and there's one other drug that's approved for Parkinson's, and this was and there's some drugs, there are two drugs now that are approved for early and mid-stage Alzheimer's. But they gave him this for leukemia, and all of a sudden they got dramatic changes. And so they did a very small survey with about a dozen people, and they didn't do a double-blind study, and they didn't do placebos, so it's a little hard to tell. But they got dramatic results, especially in the dementia of people who were so far advanced that they couldn't feed themselves, who could start feeding themselves, of people who couldn't read. So hugely promising, and they're saying it's the most exciting thing they found for Parkinson's in 25 or 30 years. So that's pretty cool. But it's cool because it deals with two major diseases, and especially the dementia part, which I think most of us boomers who figure we're going to be alive for a while are not so much worried about our physical health, because, you know, huge groups of us don't smoke, and we really don't drink, and we exercise, and so we're shooting for, you know, late 90s, 100, whatever. But the idea of keeping your brain healthy, which you're going to have a lot less control over in theory. So, and they're now saying, believe it or not, that obesity is getting to be as much of a determinant of cancer as, I think, smoking. I think that was what they were saying. And we know smoking is much more than just lung cancer. As we found out last week, it's kidney and it's bladder, it's all sorts of things. But obesity is about to be the number one cause of cancer. So additional reasons to watch what you eat and exercise and whatever. So there we go. But the idea being that that a cure for dementia would be incredible. And unless you think that all the scientific goodness is coming out of first world countries like the United States. In Nigeria, they've got solar-powered refrigerators at outdoor markets that save the food from spoiling. And as you heard, we were talking a couple months ago about that whole issue of having refrigerators so that people who were homeless could go and either give or take food. They're saying developing countries, 45% of food goes bad because of a lack of cold storage, especially transportation from farms to outdoor markets. So there, it's called Cold Hubs, a Nigerian-based company founded by an entrepreneur and radio presenter, Nnamdi Ikuanwu, who's a farmer himself. Half the post-harvest food in developing nations like Nigeria spoil. There's nothing to keep it refrigerated. And 470 million farmers in Africa, Southeast Asia, and Latin America lose up to 25% of their annual income because of it. There's no cold storage at local community markets where it's 100 degrees. This income loss affects 200 million farmers in Africa. So this is not a small problem. He turned to solar panels. It's an easy-to-set-up modular walk-in cold room that provides 24/7 off-grid storage and preservation for perishable foods. How cool is that? I think that's fantastic, don't you?
Super cool.
It was selected by the UN to help address the 17 Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. There were 800 entries spanning the globe. You go, Nigeria. I think that's fantastic. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we haven't done an email for a while, so let's not get terribly far behind on this one. Go, hey, Trev, go.
I got to deal with the music and stuff. All right, here we go. This one comes to us from somebody called Marielle.
Okay.
Marielle? I don't know. I'm a 31-year-old non-religious woman and have no desire for sex before marriage, By contrast, 97% of singles my age have had sex. Surveys indicate...
Wait a minute. That sounds like 43.7% of all statistics are made up at the moment.
Yeah, it kind of does. I don't know.
It's not 97.
There's no asterisk nor source or citation.
No, she made that up. What she's saying is that she thinks most people her age have already had sex.
Okay, so with that in mind...
But it's not 97%.
Here's what she says. She says, surveys indicate that the large remainder abstain merely due to chance or anxiety. So, despite years of active searching, even on a dating site that has the ability to search profiles based on this issue, I have never been able to find a like-minded someone. I want someone who not only tolerates but appreciates this aspect of me and preferably shares it. How should I adapt my mindset? To non-celibate potential suitors or to a lifetime without love/marriage?
Well, first of all, I think you have to disabuse yourself of the notion that 97% of everybody your age has had sex. It's not true. In fact, I did survey, and this was like 20 years ago, that said 25% of all college seniors, had not had sex. Now, granted, that was about 20 years ago, but I doubt that it's changed very much since then. I think that if anything, people are probably less prone to have sex rather than more prone to have sex, if nothing else, because they're online the entire time. So understand that, first of all, sex is not a group activity for most of us, that you don't care about what everybody else is doing. And if you're asking me, are there other people who share your perception that they'd rather wait till they were married to have sex, it's certainly true. You can talk about basically any fundamentalist religion basically believes that. And I don't know what dating sites you're on, but presumably, let's see if they're, I'm just curious if I'm going to Google celibate before marriage and see what happens. Just to see what happens. But the idea is that, you know, you don't care. You're not looking for a whole group of people. You're looking for, let's see, celibate. They actually have a website called Celebrities Who Are Celibate for a Marriage. Single dating, 4 tips to help you abstain, waiting till the wedding night, getting married the right way. Let's see if there's celebrating celibacy. There's something called celebrate.org benefits, waiting for sex until marriage is likely to increase your chances of a happy and lasting marriage. SimplyBible.com. Let's see what else we got. So they're basically, it's not 97%, number one. Number two, I would go and look at some of these websites that talk about, let's see, celibate dating. Here, let's see what we got here. Dating while celibate, men who respect your choice exist. This is the root. .com. I have no idea what that means. CelibatePassions.com. Free celibate dating and personals for celibate singles and asexual singles. Single and celibate. This is why Mr. Wright won't wait for sex. If you're celibate, keep it a secret. That's helpful. When in doubt, lie. Don't do that. All right. The idea being that there are websites that specifically deal with celibacy. All right. Now, if they only appeal to 3% of the population, they obviously wouldn't stay in business very long. So I don't know where you got that statistic, and it sounds to me that you made it up out of more frustration than anything else. But the first thing to decide is you're an individual, and you are a certain height, you're a certain weight, you have certain hair color, certain eye color, you have certain interests, and you obviously believe in celibacy before marriage. And that's just part of the package. And so what I would do is I would hang out in places where, for example, I would not hang out in bars. That doesn't really make any sense. If I were going to do online dating, which it sounds like you do, I would certainly put that it's really important to you not only to be celibate, but some of the other things that you're interested in. Because the concern is if you say, you know, I want to be celibate, that you're going to find some predators who think, aha, challenge city. And so I would put that up as part of that I have a strong spiritual bent. I like hiking. You know, I don't really want kids. So it's part of the package rather than the banner into which you ride into the dating wars. But decide that if you can make, you don't, it, you know, the rain is not going to be of such that we need to look for the ark and the guy with the long beard, and they're only going to, you have to have a partner to survive, to get on the boat. That you can have a perfectly happy life, not only without sex, but without a partner. So what you need to do is figure out how to make your life work for you. And if celibacy is, I don't think you necessarily want to define yourself as primarily celibate. And if you do, then certainly don't make that statistic something that you believe in, because it's counterproductive. But live your life and decide that if you find somebody that you think is terrific, that you talk about the issue of celibacy and sex before marriage, but you also talk about all the other things that are concern you, what books you like, what movies you like, what activities you like, what food you like, which part of the country you like to live in, what you're looking for in a partner. But don't make it the be-all and end-all, because you'll either set yourself up as a target of people saying, well, you know, I'll show her, or wow, Virgin City. But just decide that that's part of who you are. You don't have to apologize for it. But I presumably it's not the major issue of your life. It's not the thing that defines you most. And so that's another reason to get rid of the 97% notion, because I think it's a made-up notion. Okay, you're allowed to be who you want to be. And even if you're not celibate, if you're dating somebody and you don't feel attracted to them, then you don't sleep with them. Right? The only reason to ever sleep with anybody is you want to. And so if you don't want to, you don't. And it doesn't have to be a policy statement, although in your particular case you feel it perhaps more strongly than some. But the only reason you ever go to bed with somebody is because you want to. Okay, not because you feel like you should, or it's the only way to hang on to them or anything else. All right? It's counterproductive. I'm not sure how I can go from that question to Big Ben without it sounding incredibly sleazy. But it turns out that Big Ben, you know, the clock tower in London, which is now called the Elizabeth Tower, needs $45 million worth of work, because it's been banging around for 256 years. I think that they named it after Elizabeth, who is now the richest woman in the world, so I think she should pay for it. Right? $45 million to her, no big deal. Turns out that each of the four timepieces, hour hands, are 9 feet long. They weigh 660 pounds. And the minute hands are 14 feet long and only weigh 220 pounds. So there you go. Now you know everything about Big Ben. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.